The classical string quintet consists of two violins, two violas, and a cello. This was not an especially popular form until Mozart came along. His six quintets for strings are among his most beautiful and ambitious works of chamber music. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says that the best performances of them he knows have recently been reissued on compact disc by Sony. He has a review.
Mozart wrote his first string quintet in 1773 when he was only 17. It's a very accomplished, elegant, and touching work. It was obviously a piece he took seriously. Several months after he composed it, he thoroughly revised sections of it. But Mozart's first quintet hardly prepares you for the five masterpieces that he began 14 years later. The first of these, Mozart converted from an earlier serenade for eight wind instruments in the dramatic key of C minor. The rest are completely original works, practically symphonic in scope, yet still chamber music of the most profound intimacy. Some people, to my amazement, still complain about Mozart being too precious, too rococo. Whenever I encounter these misguided souls, I suggest that they listen to the string quintet in G minor, which is one of the most disturbing and heartbreaking pieces of music ever written. On the other hand, in the quintets in C major and D major, there's also a hard easing lyricism, sunlight, even comedy. Budapest String Quartet obviously had a special feeling for these works, especially the later ones. The first quintet they recorded twice, the other five they recorded three times. In the 1940s, they were joined by violist Milton Kadams, who was a frequent partner of Pablo Casals and who was also a member of the NBC Symphony Orchestra under Toscanini. These recordings, originally on 78 RPM, were replaced in the mid-1950s by new recordings made directly for LP. Walter Trampler is the second violist. That was the first time they recorded the first quintet, and that's the version on this recent set. But in the 1940s, the Budapest was at one of its several zeniths. The playing is impeccable, and Kadams blends perfectly. It's marvelous to have these lost recordings back after so many decades in exile.
Thank you.
This 3-CD set of Mozart quintets also includes Budapest Quartet collaborations on other Mozart chamber works. The tragic G minor piano quartet with Mstislav Wierzowski, the sublime clarinet quintet with David Oppenheim, and Eine kleine Nachtmusik in its original form for string quartet with double bass, played here by Julius Levine. These are later Budapest performances, not among their very best, but they'll do, and they make excellent companions for the quintets, which are among the greatest chamber music recordings ever made.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the Budapest Quartet playing Mozart quartets and quintets on the Sony series Legendary Interpretations.